Lively Stones Meditations for 10th January 2023. All Things New. Reading from Revelation chapter 21, verses 4 to 5. Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts." A new year, a new day. A new day is dawning, the light is shining forth. That is a promise that the Lord extends to his people. He says unequivocally, "Behold, I make all things new." And how much more can there be but all things? And he says, these words are true and faithful. Who can doubt it? Jesus tells us this on many occasions in Scripture, and all we need to see is that he speaks the truth. All things. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Ephesians 1, verses 22 to 23. Paul shows us on numerous occasions how Jesus is our all in all. I haven't studied this systematically, but it seems to me that Paul majors on the all things of our Lord. Witness this from Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And of course, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. We must remember, of course, the context here. Many take that first part, "all things work together for good," without applying the all-important qualifying statements that it applies to those who love God, and further, to those who are called according to his purpose. Therefore, I must know what his purpose is in my life. All things new. New in Revelation 21 means to regenerate, effectively to restore, to heal, and to return to wholeness. This is the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. He finds us where we are now and returns us to the garden where we can walk with him, learn from him, and feel his presence. This is God's purpose, to know and worship him and to have faith and belief in his promises. Meditate on these things. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 to 15. "And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, 'I believed and therefore I spoke,' we also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God." And finally, prayer requires desire. If we are ever free from the sense of need, it is not because the Holy Spirit has satisfied us, but because we have been satisfied with as much as we have. A man's reach should exceed his grasp. A sense of need is one of the greatest benedictions because it keeps our life rightly related to Jesus Christ. From "If Ye Shall Ask" by Oswald Chambers.